Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries.
The current classification of dystonia defines that any tremor seen in a limb or a region with dystonia is dystonic tremor until proven otherwise. So if you're seeing only one type of tremor, you have to go by the classification, the consensus classification from the Movement Disorder Society and call it dystonic tremor. However, we do see mix of tremors all the time, and a patient may have dystonic tremor in a limb and may have other type of tremor on top of it. The features of dystonic tremor that separates it from other tremor will be two. One will be directionality. So dystonia is a patterned overactivation of a muscle. So if it's the wrist flexors that are dystonic, then they will always have an overactivity where they are causing excessive wrist flexion in a jerky nature, and it doesn't shift, it doesn't change. It will always be that those wrist flexors, although it can become complicated when more than one muscle groups are involved in a dystonic fashion, and sometimes in a very complex fashion. The other feature of dystonic tremor is that it has a null point. So if there is a tendency for wrist flexors to be overactivated, causing a wrist flexion, jerky tremor, dystonic tremor, then if you flex your wrist and listen to the dystonic muscles, the tremor should go away. And if you go opposite to those wrist flexors, then the tremor should get worse. It doesn't always happen exactly like that. There are sometimes pauses. There is sometimes conscious and unconscious suppression by the patient, and so on and so forth. But if you do a long examination over 15, 20 minutes and try multiple different maneuvers, and you feel that most of the time these two rules are being fulfilled by the tremor, then you call it a dystonic tremor. So sometimes it's not possible to call it on an immediate impression or over a few minutes of examination. And then the last thing, in terms of calling dystonic tremor a tremor, the proper definition of tremor is, like you said, is a rhythmic oscillatory movement around a null point. The only exception is palatal tremor, where there is movement only in one direction from the null point and not across it. But we will review this later in the tremor lectures, or it will come up later on. So by true definition, dystonic tremor is actually a pseudo tremor and not a true tremor. But by convention, we use this terminology all the time, and we use the word dystonic pseudo tremor, which would be more precise or accurate. But dystonic tremor just by convention, because it has been done all along. But yes, the tremor experts or the purist will call dystonic tremor as a pseudo tremor. Pseudo tremor can also be seen by myoclonus, by chorea, by akathisia, volitional movement, by clonus, and so on and so forth.
To learn more about the Mini Fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, D-A-N-I-S-H space B-H-A-T-T-I. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.